This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. We're hearing about a strong polar vortex and its potential effect on our winter. And it sounds familiar. Rewind us back to last winter, Rick, to try to understand this.
Last year, in the absence of a particularly notable La Nina or El Nino, the persistent and strong polar vortex got some of the press for the unusually cold winter over Alaska and parts of Canada. And at the same time, at the same latitude as, say, Fairbanks, exceptionally warm, persistently mild weather in Scandinavia.
So a year later, has anything changed?
This year is very different than last year in the sense that we have a moderate, potentially strong La Nina in place. And it turns out when we have both, Alaska does tend to run colder than normal. Now, of course, the primary unknown here is, well, we have a good idea that we'll have La Nina in place. That's already happening, and oceanic conditions change only slowly. So we've got a good idea that will happen. But the forecast for the strength of the polar vortex, while there is skill there in the models, and it's actually pretty good in the first couple of months, it's still by no means perfect. In fact, the models only get the stronger than normal or weaker than normal portion of that Arctic Oscillation Index right only about 60% of the time, about the first 2 months ahead of when the forecast was made. And so that's really the big unknown. Will we actually have a stronger than normal polar vortex?
Have to wait and see. Polar vortex just sounds so daunting. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.